USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war. Yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States foreign products. The lights were back on for many of the nearly 2 million Northern California residents who lost electricity in an effort to prevent wildfires. The first death linked to the outages was reported today, a man who relied on oxygen. The threat of more widespread outages loom in Southern California after the winds moved to the Los Angeles area, where a wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds prompted officials to order the evacuation of over 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that will make the state the first to allow employers, co-workers, and teachers to seek gun violence restraining orders against other people. The bill was vetoed twice by former Governor Jerry Brown, a Democrat, and goes beyond a measure that he signed allowing only law enforcement officers and immediate family members to ask judges to temporarily take away people's guns when they are deemed a danger to themselves or others. Newsom is also a Democrat who signed a companion bill allowing the gun violence restraining orders to last 1 and 5 years, although the gun owners could petition to end those restrictions earlier. The new laws were among 15 gun-related laws that Newsom approved as the state strengthens what it calls the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and he calls it the nation's toughest restrictions. Between 1993 and 2017, there was a 62% decline in the gun murder rate in the state of California, nearly double the 34% nationally. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sesame Street is now taking on addictions like the opioid epidemic from a child's perspective. John Clemens reports.
My mom needs help learning to take better care of herself, so she talks to people with the same problem.
That's the character of Carly, as she explains why she was in foster care, because her mom couldn't take care of her, but is now attending meetings to help her with her addiction. Carly goes on to explain she, too, is attending meetings.
I go to a special kids-only meeting. Our parents all have the same problem.
The issue of addiction is part of the Sesame Street and Communities Project. I'm John Clemens.
General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra has now stepped into contract talks with striking auto workers, asking the union to wrap up outstanding issues and respond quickly to a company offer made earlier this week. But in a letter to GM's top bargainer, United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittus wrote that there will not be a response to the offer until committees working on the issues are finished. Details of the meeting between Barra and the top union bargainers were disclosed in the letter, and it's an indication there won't be a quick end to the nearly month-long strike by 49,000-plus workers that has halted production at all of GM's United States factories. Both sides are separated on major economic issues such as wages and lump sum payments plus better pensions that will be bargained at the main table by the top negotiators. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.